Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Friday, the 26th of April. Let's just get straight into some bets for today. Next couple of days going to be pushed for time, so won't be waffling on. Right, horses and loser yesterday, unfortunately, just missed out on the places. But today in the 3:45 at Perth, Angels Envy is the selection. As I have said repeatedly, these are just a follow. I think there may be something in them long term. I know it's down at the minute, but I'll put them up and then we've got a full transparent record just to see. I'm just going to keep going with them and we'll see where we end up in a bit. But yeah, 3:45 Perth, Angels Envy, that would be in the place market. I've got two football trades in Ireland this evening. Somebody did have a go about me clicking my pen when I'm doing the pod. It's not my pen, it's my... I've got one of these Apple mouses and it does click quite loudly, so sorry about that. But we've got Derry versus Cork in the Irish Premier Division at 7:45. Over 2.5 is too big here at 2.3. So I'll be drip backing over 2.5 goals first 10 minutes of the match. Three bets through there and then trade as the goals go in. First case scenario, removing liability. And then in Germany at 7:30, Augsburg versus Leverkusen. Same bet as yesterday, the over 3.5, laying it at 2.3. Looking for 25 to 30% profit. So you'll be backing round about 3.3 in play as the goals don't go in. Liverpool play tonight, and when you look at the numbers... you look at it and go 107. That's the Liverpool are unbeaten at home since April the 23rd, 2017 now, when they lost to Crystal Palace. This is the shortest they've been on the FTS odd sheet since in that period, now 107. It's a run of league games, 38 I think now, unbeaten. Which they've only had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9 draws. Certainly Klopp has turned around the home form and turned them into a bit of a fortress. The FTS plus on scores, first three scores are 3-0, 4-0 and 5-0. And then when we look at Huddersfield, obviously only been in the Premier League for a couple of seasons, had a dreadful season. In that time in the Premier League, they've played 36 away games. They've only won 4 of them, and none obviously at the Big Six. They did get a draw with Man City and Chelsea in May last year, which I suppose is the only hope that they can cling to. But it really does look like an absolute penalty kick for Liverpool tonight. You know, you look at Huddersfield, Tottenham 4-0, Chelsea 5-0, Man United 3-1. Arsenal 1-0, you know, in games against the top six this year. What did City do? City 6-1. It looks an absolute, as I say, an absolute penalty kick. So no, I don't think there's any sweat on Liverpool fans. I think the game for City tomorrow against Burnley is a much tougher prospect. And I'll have a look at that in the morning. But, yeah, it just looks an absolute penalty kick, doesn't it, this afternoon? 107, as I say, the shortest they've been in the FTS odds sheet, probably since its inception, I would think. Incredible, absolutely incredibly great home record up there with sort of starting a rival. I think they've overtaken City. Chelsea obviously had about a 4-year period where they did it, but I think that is the lowest price that Liverpool have been. Yeah, it is the lowest price. The first time they've been under 1.1, had a 1.12 against Cardiff, but the lowest Liverpool have been in my 6 years, or coming up 7 years now, of compiling the odd sheet on a commercial basis. And certainly they weren't that short before then, because it was in their rocky period. So since 2012, that's the lowest they've been in a home game tonight. It looks an absolute shoo-in. I remember being told the biggest bet I've missed out on, the one that I still regret, is when the Mayweather McGregor fight was announced. I was told that if Mayweather went off 102, it would be the best 102 shot in the world. And he still went off at, what, 1.3 something nearer the fight. And I never bet on it just because I didn't know nothing about boxing, and I got sucked in by the with Mayweather land McGregor lands one lucky punch. You know, it's just tremendous value, and I think even at this price tonight, I just think, you know, for people who like to buy money, I'm not betting it. For people who like to buy money, Liverpool tonight really do look an absolute shoo-in. Anyway, enjoy that tonight if you're watching it. I'm off out, and I will be back tomorrow. It'll be early because I've got we've got Tottenham playing at 12:30 tomorrow, so West Ham fans, don't, you know, get some sleep. I know it's your cup final and you're all excited, but do try and get some sleep tonight. Try and settle yourselves down. Play that Paul Stalteri goal back to yourselves. It will make you sleep better. And I'll I'll be back in the morning. So have a lovely Friday. Here's to a profitable betting weekend. I hope you do well. Everything is done for members, etc. And I'll be back in the morning.